has basically sat around and done nothing, whereas Southern Nevada has been very proactive.
I want to take you in a different direction, because at just about every candidate forum that I have attended in the last 4 or 5 weeks, one of the key issues is crime and public safety. And now we find out in the RJ today, Las Vegas property crimes are up. How's that going to impact Sheriff Joe? He's running on a kind of a law and order deal. Is this going to hurt Sheriff Joe in his race for governor?
Yeah, I do tend to think it's going to be a little hard. What's so funny is that you look at all these soft on crime policies around the country where the district attorney won't prosecute. Everyone knows about California, and they raised the amount you had to steal before it was considered anything serious, and so as a result, basically people are stealing at will. Well, Nevada under Steve Sisolak passed something very similar 3 years ago. And so, there's a very direct case to be made that Sisolak and Democrats in the legislature have created the policy that's led to this increase in crime. And that's going to be the challenge for Lombardo, is to say, look, it doesn't matter how many times we arrest these people. When they go right back out on the street, thanks to Governor Sisolak and the Democrats in the legislature. And there's a very clear case. I mean, there's a very clear legislative record there. I mean, that's not like making stuff up, but he's got to make the case. And, I'm guessing, he just doesn't have the money that Sisolak has raised. And so he's probably going to have to wait to maybe try and make that message a little more forcefully. But I mean, that's the message he's got to put out there, and put out there quickly.
In our final 4 minutes, I got to ask you about the race. We're under 90 days to Election Day on November 8th. Your sense of the gubernatorial race, the U.S. Senate race, and maybe a couple of the congressional races?
Well, I think, I would make Laxalt a 2-1 favorite in the Senate race. Just how I kind of see the race going is Mastos had a lot more money. And her allies have put a lot more money against Laxalt. And so I think where you're kind of seeing his approval numbers are his, basically Mastos ahead by about 3 points in the polls. And I think, that's basically just they dumped a ton of money on Laxalt. Now Laxalt and his allies are going to start going up on the airways. I think you're going to see Masto trend down and the undecided break towards Laxalt. And so, even though I think if the election was right now, I think he would lose. But I think you can see the trajectory of the race and see how, once the money starts evening out and people start, having to actually make a decision, I think they're going to trend away from the Democrats. The governor's race, I think, is closer. I would say it's 50-50. Maybe Sisolak's a slight favorite. You've got, kind of similar dynamics where, Democrats have spent so much money against Lombardo and Sisolak hasn't really been hit. I think Sisolak's big advantage is, twofold. It's harder to tie inflation to Sisolak than it is to a federal lawmaker. And, the feds have given Sisolak all this money. He's just, can basically go around and say, look at all this stuff I'm giving you. that helps. So I would say that one's closer. I think Becker is a pretty heavy favorite to win in CD3. And then I think, Robertson and Peters in CD1 and CD4 are closer. I think they've got a chance, but a good chance. I mean, I think they're in the toss-up category.
Let me ask you, the so-called red wave, is it going to happen? I mean, it's a long time, and in less than 90 days to Election Day. Is it still out there looming?
Yeah, it is. I think it is. It's a long time. But, for politics, it's sort of not a long time. People tend to start getting locked in and things are set up well. I think, after Labor Day, people start engaging, the ads start ramping up. And so Biden's done a terrible job, and I think people remember that. Now is it going to be, 100-year historic, largest Republican majority in 120 years? Maybe not. I think Democrats can take some encouragement from the post-Roe elections and say, our base is more fired up than they were before. But I think the biggest thing is the gas prices coming down. I think if the gas prices hadn't come down, I don't think you would see the congressional ballot tightening. But So I still think Republicans are very well positioned, and in Nevada more so than in some other states. But, is it going to be historic 2014, here in Nevada levels? Maybe, but it's certainly not a certainty.
Victor, it's always good getting with you. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a great rest of your day and have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Read his stuff. It's really, really thought-provoking. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, see a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound at the airport connector. Yeah, there's a lot of congestion there. Also, there's some police activity on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. As you're driving through the resort corridor there, you're going to notice those HOV lanes are unavailable between Tropicana and Warm Springs. That project is continuing until the 25th of the month. So you might see a little extra congestion through there on Interstate 15, both directions.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NFL preseason Sunday night, the Raiders with a 26-20 win over the Vikings. Jarrett Stidham got most of the work at quarterback, 10 of 15 passing for 68 yards. Nick Mullins, 7 for 9, 94 yards and a touchdown. Chase Garbers, 2 of 3 for 19 yards. Stidham rushed for a touchdown. DJ Turner hauled in the touchdown pass for Mullins. Two more preseason matchups. This Saturday, they'll visit the Dolphins, then wrap things up Friday the 26th at home against the Patriots. The regular season opener on the road against the Chargers September 11th. The Royals shut out the Dodgers 4-0 on Sunday, snapping LA's 12-game winning streak. The Angels doubled up the Twins 4-2 on Sunday. Shohei Ohtani had an RBI single for the Angels, who've won 5 of 6. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's back to school time, so here's a lesson in big wireless hype. Flashy phone plan deals usually don't add up to actual savings. Graduate to Straight Talk Wireless and get our Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data for just $45 a month. Plus, get a Samsung Galaxy A13 5G for only $149, all on America's best 5G networks. Unlimited data, less money, no-brainer. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. A month equals 30 days. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 24-count crayons and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What do you make of the raid on Mar-a-Lago? We're still getting reaction in, and it depends on who you are, your level of government, whether you're a sitting U.S. senator or a city councilman. It's really weird to gauge the reaction. Amy Klobuchar is a senator from Minnesota, and her reaction to the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, not unexpected.
This is very serious, Andrea, and my first reaction is to stand with the men and women of the FBI who are simply doing their jobs. What was found in Mar-a-Lago, we don't know exactly what's in those documents, but what we do know is it rose to the level of a search warrant that a federal judge approved. And we do know that they were searching for classified material, things that fell under one of the statutes they used in that search warrant was the Espionage Act. Another one was that you can't destroy federal documents or you can't take federal documents out of secure locations. As a senator, I know when I look at the classified documents, I've got to go in a special room, Andrea. I can't even wear my Fitbit. You can't bring staff with you. And that's because these documents not only contain our nation's top secrets, but because there are countries that would do us harm, do harm to our own citizens, we don't want them to get a hold of them in any way, take photos of them, anything, because they can actually reverse engineer them and figure out who the sources are, what the confidential information is. That's why it is so important that these documents remain in safe locations. And Mar-a-Lago, where you can check out croquet sets and tennis rackets and golf clubs, that's not one of them.
Well, do you think that they could have done this cooperatively, that they could have just used a subpoena? Why take the unprecedented step of going in with FBI agents on a surprise search?
As Attorney General Garland has explained, someone of just utmost credibility and integrity, the Justice Department tried to negotiate this. We now know this from multiple sources. It's been reported for months. They tried to negotiate with the Trump's lawyers about what was going on. And in fact, now we're learning from reporting from the New York Times that they actually had been told there were no classified documents in his home. And now we learn another story. And there must be people that are giving the Justice Department information that they knew that those documents were still there. That is why it rose to the level of a search. Now, remember, this isn't a criminal prosecution. No charges have been filed. But what really happened here was a judge looked at this and said, yeah, there's evidence, enough evidence to warrant a search warrant to go in there and retrieve those documents that are of high national security classification.
That's Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota. And I'll just tell you, there's breaking news on a bunch of fronts today. Lindsey Graham is going to be forced to testify before a grand jury in Georgia. Also in Georgia, Rudy Giuliani is reportedly a target of a grand jury in Georgia. And this is in election tampering and various things like that. So it's kind of weird, but it's ever-changing. That's what's weird about this. In fact, I'm going to ask Wayne Allen Root coming up at 1 o'clock. This is a fascinating story that has so many components to it. Has anybody even mentioned January 6th in the last couple of weeks? Nobody talks about it anymore, except Liz Cheney, of course, who, by the way, tomorrow will have her last stand. Yeah. Liz Cheney, her career as a member of Congress is going to come to a screeching halt beginning tomorrow when she loses in her own primary. Hard to believe it, but true. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth Opportunity Pack.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday, Get the Week Started edition of Live and Local. Did you know, and I did not know this, this is Colonel Mark Robertson for U.S. Senate. Their press release today, the inflation numbers are out. Nevada has experienced a 14.9%, almost 15% increase in everyday necessities. Did you know that? I know it's tough, and I know you go to the grocery store and you see the Biden inflation on display, and it's sad that it has to be that way. But it is true. 15% on everyday necessities.
Wow.
By the way, that's one reason why I think Dina Titus, you know, after 34 years of government paychecks, has no clue what we are going through. And that's why I think Mark Robertson has a very good chance of beating Dina Titus. I really honestly do. By the way, Eric Schahn was on Fox News Channel over the weekend, and I want you to see this as he disagrees respectfully with Joe Biden on inflation reduction and the piece of legislation that the president's going to sign and which will become law, which will include 87,000 IRS agents. God, that's exactly what we need right about now. This was Eric Schahn over the weekend on Fox News Channel.
Well, like the flea that thinks he's driving the dog here, they jumped the gun a little bit. A couple of things came down in the inflation numbers, and it's uneven. First of all, airline fares, used cars, and energy prices are what came down. Food costs, rent costs, a lot of other things went up. And what the White House is doing is trying to take an average and say that inflation is decelerated and declare victory. The fact of the matter is that energy costs is the real driver, because that really drives production costs in so many ways. It's not just paying at the pump, Eric. It's also what it takes to make and ship products and bring them to market. Now, what really drove energy prices down is a huge drop in Chinese demand due to a significant slowdown in the Chinese economy due to their COVID shutdowns. But for that, energy prices would still be north of $100-something a barrel, maybe about $120, and the Democrats would not be able to crow about this at all. So it's kind of like they fell out of the sky, landed on third base, and are acting like they hit a triple. Now, last summer, if you may recall, there was about a 70-day period where inflation kind of held steady at 5.8% before resuming its torrid pace upward. So here the administration is grasping at a few data points and benefiting from what happened in China and declaring victory, when in fact, from a policy point of view, there's no reason to believe that inflation is decelerating.
Now we have, of course, the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act that the administration is going to say will reduce inflation. But we've got other experts from Penn, for example, as well as the Congressional Budget Office, says it will have little, if any, impact on inflation. What do you think the impact will that be? Will we see a decrease because of the legislation and the bill that's going to be signed?
Well, let's unpack this, Eric, a little bit about what's in there. You see what the administration's crowing about with deficit reduction and energy costs. That's not really true. It's actually entirely disingenuous. In there is a resumption of a tax, 16.2% tax per barrel of imported oil or other petroleum products. That's going to be passed on to the American consumer, whether it's at the pump or in terms of higher prices as energy costs are inexorably intertwined with the products of everything from pasta to steel. So you're going to have that buried in there. And according to the CBO and the Joint Committee of Taxation, this actually expands the deficit 4 out of the next 5 fiscal years. So unless you are completely economically illiterate, you can't say that pumping $6 trillion in the economy over the last 3 years has not been a root cause of inflation. At the same time, you cannot say that pumping hundreds of billions of dollars more onto that fire isn't going to exacerbate it, because it isn't going to reduce the deficit. That money has to be borrowed and is going to be injected into the economy.
Wow, we got 20 seconds.
And so essentially, you have the federal government's expanding fiscal policy while the Federal Reserve is trying to contract it. And they're trying, and they're basically at odds.
John Jordan from the Hoover Institute, smart guy when it comes to the economy, along with Eric Schahn from Fox News Channel. And I'm just going to tell you, I think this, we are going to rue the day that we allowed Catherine Cortez Masto and Stephen Horsford and Susie Lee and the entire delegation that approved of this huge boondoggle. We're going to rue the day. And this may be a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, we will all be able to come back and say, remember that time in August of 2022 when we allowed the Biden administration to run roughshod over Republicans, even though it was a 50-50 split, and it was broken by the vice president? that we are going to regret for a long time to come what this administration did. And it's really sad that that's what it comes down to. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to hear from you. If you honestly believe the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, if it really is going to do what it says it wants to do, and that's to reduce inflation. Is there anybody out there, that honestly believes this thing is going to have any impact at all, at least a positive impact on inflation? Anybody? Think about it for a minute. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
I was given a prescription opioid pain medication, and within only a few months, I was completely addicted. I lost everything. I had to leave school, and I started to watch my life slip away. I want people to know that these drugs are addictive. One prescription can be all it takes to lose everything.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. Taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7,